Blog Talk Radio.
I see the morning coming in your eyes.
Take me.
Song. My name is Yom Suf Arif, and this is the Real Talk for Real People show. Now, if you're a new caller, I know some of our brothers and sisters from Africa have been calling in. And if you're new, I know you contacted me today. And I told you about the nation. Yahweh gathered out us. That's where we're gathering. And I told you about if you want to do some study. Real Talk for Real People show is here to serve you and serve your purpose. And our format of study is doing an intelligent critical analysis in our assessment while giving your bird's eye view and leaving no stone or leaf unturned. Why may you ask? To get to the bottom of the matter, the core of the problem. You see, where we're not following in the footsteps of the Most High. thus alleviate that problem by beginning to follow in the footsteps of the Most High, which is in the words of his prophets, And we're studying on Zechariah, the 10th chapter. And you may be wondering, Yom Suf, who is the we you're making reference to? Well, Sister Abby of New York City, Brother Cartrell of New York City, and you, along with Yom Suf. These studies are imperative. They make or break you, meaning if you study and follow them, they will make you. If you don't, life in itself will break you. Then you go on to Sheol. I mean, that ain't much to look for, is it? Being self-willed and stubborn. So humble yourself, do due diligence in your studies, and once you've got these studies, apply them to one's life. So let me bring them on for you. Sister Avia from New York City, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
May he bless you too. All glory and praises to the Holy One of Israel, God of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It is so good to be back. And
great.
I have a dilemma, but it's a small one.
Okay.
I believe Brother Cartrell might have to read Proverbs tonight because I can't find my reading glasses.
I'm pretty sure he wouldn't mind assisting you. No problem.
Okay. Thank you.
Praise God. Brother Cartrell from New York City, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, family. All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's good to hear your voices. How y'all doing?
We're doing okay, brother. Doing?
Yes, and I will read Proverbs for you while you're trying to find your glasses.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Cartrell and Sister Avia, if you're ready to get busy, shall we?
Yes, sir.
Yes, indeed.
Praise God. Chapter Zechariah, the 10th chapter. And this is a futuristic term because of the fact that if you've been doing your due diligence and studying, if you know where we're at in this point in history, you know these things hadn't come to pass. Yehuda and Israel restored together. It says, ask the El Emphorain. That's who we should be asking for everything, truth be told. In the time of the latter rain, Yah will make flashing clouds. Yah's in charge of all weather. He's in charge of what's happening as we speak, this cold front. He will give them showers of rain. He can do that also. Grass in the fields for everyone. For the idols, those who believe in idolatry in these holidays and so on and so forth. For the idols speak delusion. The diviner envision lies and tell false dreams. They comfort in vain. Vanity, all is vanity. King Solomon said, for these idols are concerned. Therefore, the people wind their way like sheep without a leader. Sheep sort of wind their way around just like, because they don't have a leader, a real leader. They are troubled because there is no leader. Leaders that are telling the truth, not lies. Yah says, my anger is kindled against the shepherds, these false lying leaders, and I will punish the good herds. For the Elohim of hosts will visit his flock, meaning us sheeple, the house of Judah. He will make them as his raw horse in battle. He will use us as his raw horse in battle. From him comes the cornerstone. From him the tent peg. From him the battle bow. From him every ruler together. They shall be like mighty men who tread down their enemies in the mire of the streets in the battle. They shall fight because the Elohim is with them. The riders on the horse shall be put to shame. Yah says, in combination. Yeah.
You covered a lot right there.
Right there?
Because the Most High said, we his flock. What about the Lion of Judah? Oh, the Most High said he's going to make us his royal battle horse?
Exactly.
That sounds different to me.
Yeah,
but
not
we start out as sheep. Huh?
Right. Exactly.
And that's the codification, that shepherd being a sheep-minded is like humility. We ain't the battle horse yet, and Yah's the one who's going to strengthen us to that position.
Praise Yah, country. He certainly is. Praise, praise Yah. And it says, I will strengthen the house of Yehuda. I will save the house of Joseph, meaning both tribes. I will bring them back, Yah says, because I have mercy on them. They shall be as though I have not cast them aside. Ain't going to be no funny feelings. For I am Yah, their Elohim, and I will hear them. Those of Ephraim shall be like a mighty man. Their heart shall rejoice as if with wine. Yes, their children shall see it and be glad. Their heart shall rejoice in the Elohim. I will whistle for them and gather them, for I will redeem them, Yah says. They shall increase as they once increased. I will sow them among the peoples. We're sown among the people now. And they shall remember me in far countries. They shall live together with their children, and they shall return. I will also bring them back from the land of Mizraim and gather them from Assyria. I will bring them into the land of Gilead and Lebanon until no more room is found for them. I will pass through the sea with affliction. I will strike the waves of the sea. All the depth of the river shall dry up. Then the pride of Assyria shall be brought down. The scepter of Mizraim shall depart out of captivity. So I will strengthen them in the Elohim, Yah says. And they shall walk up and down in Yah's name, says the Elohim. They're not going to be doing their own thing, doing what they want or when they want or how they want. They're going to be walking in the Elohim. Praise Yah and bless his holy name.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
That
do you think this is Yah?
Go ahead, brother.
Do you think this is why they don't want us to know who we are? And they've kept our identity hidden in secret. Ephraim represents the 10 tribes, and Judah represents the split in the kingdom of Judah. That's how I said he's going to bring them together and use them to judge the nations. And the nations are represented by Egypt and Assyria, Egypt being Africa and Assyria being Asia. Well, Egypt being bondage worldwide, wherever we scattered in foreign lands, like Yah said. But we got to know that we're sheep first, and our people are being led astray. It says in the second verse, but the Seraphim has spoken vanity, and the diviners have seen a lie, and they have told dreams. That's the period of time we are now. It's holiday season, right? He's telling Santa Claus, and he's coming down the chimney to give gifts, and people dreaming of a white Christmas for streams. But all of this is to comfort people's vanity. And now they're going forward like sheep. They are oppressed, and there is no stepping. So you see our people caught up in the spell. And the fact that our leaders are not teaching us the truth, now I got an issue with them. There's that.
When I used to was one of them lost sheep running, going to church and listen to that false pastor, and then when I needed them, they sent me to the social service department. So I understand that. And then I see this Yah's promise to us as well. You know, that he will gather us. So it's no need to be running like that to a church or anything else and believing in all that falsehood stuff. It's like brainwash. That's what they do. Brainwashing everybody. People don't want to break out of it. Like you said, they still go buying gifts, talking about Christmas and talking about Jesus Christ in the manger and all that mess. But I'm so glad to be awakened out of that.
And the fact that the Most High is signaling for us now, verse 8, he said, I will signal for them and gather them. That's why we set up the website, yahwillgather.us. Yah is signaling for us. Are we listening? Do we hear his voice? I will signal for them and gather them, for I have redeemed them, and they will increase as they have increased. I will sow them among the peoples, as Yahweh said. We already sown among the people. But they will remember me. That's what we're doing now. We're remembering Yah in these far countries, far away from our homeland. And they will live with their children and return. Return where? To our land, to our country, to our heritage. I will bring them again also over the land of Egypt and gather them. You got that gathering again. Yah is gathering out of Assyria. Do you hear the signal? We hear Yah calling for us to gather. If you don't, you might be in trouble.
Well, you know, Kasha, I'm glad you clarified that. I thought they understood. I'm glad you did a redo. Because, I mean, they should understand. We're in their captivity now. We're scattered among people. But we're going to remember and we're going to return with our children. And see, that's a futuristic term. That hadn't happened. Both nations, well, really, both, it was not one nation, it's not really two nations, but I'm going to say this. Ephraim and Yehuda hadn't came back together, but we will. Like Katrina pointed out about the, we're not making any, when you're a horse, when you're a battle horse, you don't decide what to do and how to do it and when to do it. You decide, your actions are decided by the rider. And the rider, one's in charge, the L.M. And yes, we may very well be in battle against our enemies, but we don't make the decisions. We don't call the shots. We simply do what we're told, like a battle horse, because we understand the nature. Yeah, go ahead, Katrin.
A battle horse is strong and fearless.
Fearless.
That's why he's a battle horse. All horses can't handle it.
No, can't handle the battle, the death, the chaos,
noise,
the confusion, right?
Noise,
right? The balance. And but that goes to set. But you got to be right before you get right. You got to learn to be in the flock, learn to be humble. It's just like any animal, they're not gonna put any animal on that battlefield and running amok, riding his way through the battlefield. That horse got to know. He got to take the command of the rider, and that's humility. Yes,
we know that the Most High ain't putting no sheep in the battle.
No, bro, you forget about that. But you know what? There's a transformation.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you got to always understand you a sheep, but when the Most High calls upon you, you still in pocket. You still can't do what you want to do when you want to do it and how you want to do it. You got to do what the Most High said. And you got to learn it, being a sheep. That's your strength. Being a sheep is your strength. But when you under command of the Most High in battle, and you become that battle horse, because you learn to be a good sheep. First, you learn to be a good battle horse, to take commands. We need to learn how to take commands, Cottrell. That's our problem. In a nutshell.
Yeah. Most High signaling. Are we listening to the signal? If you don't hear the signal, you're in trouble.
You're in trouble. Because a battle horse gives the signal of his rider.
Oh, yeah.
He don't stop the battle because he feel like it. He don't start the battle because he feel like it. He don't run all over the battlefield because he feel like it. He do what he's commanded to do. And each of us need to learn to be sheepful, learn to follow commands. And so when the Most High calls upon you to be in battle, he ain't got no problem with you. Because he know you're going to do exactly what he told you to do, when he told you to do it, and how he told you to do it. Y'all can only depend on people like that. He didn't say no lions. He said battle horses. He don't need no lions. He need battle horses.
He also speaks in terms of past tense when he says, I have redeemed them. We're not waiting to be redeemed. We're already redeemed if we follow in Yah's call.
That's what you got to do, Cartrill. You got to follow the codification processes. You can't just keep doing what you want to do. And I'm going to go back, Cartrill. I'm going to go back. Because these leaders are telling our people this. And in fact, they're leaders. In verse 2, he says, for the idols speak delusion. He says,
are people deluded now? They waiting for Santa Claus?
Man, you better believe it, man. They're killing themselves in Easter.
They got the Santa Clauses that run around town drinking beer, bar hopping Santa Clauses.
Oh, really? Nice. Okay, all right. Well, you know, they speak delusion anyway. The diviners, they envision lies. You remember that time that brother came on, and I don't know who he was. He said, Father, we told him what Yah says, what the prophet says, and saying follow in the Most High footstep by way of the prophet's words. And he said, no. Father's intent, bro, you are envisioning lies. I'm going to just put it on out there. You are envisioning lies. Yah ain't talking to you like he got no phone, a red letter, like you the Batman or something, okay? Yah speaks to you through his prophet's words. And when he says, let my footstep be your pathway, the words that I enjoin unto my prophets. And then he said, they tell false dreams. And they have a vain comfort in what they're doing. Therefore, the people wind their way like sheep. Then milling all over the place, going straight away all over the place, because we need the word of Yah to keep us on the straight and narrow. We don't need no idolatry. We don't need no false dreams. We don't need no vain comfort. But what we, and because otherwise that leads us awry. But what we do need, we need true leaders. What we do need, we need to follow the codification processes and stop lying to ourselves and each other. So we can see this picture clearly. Pride becomes before a fall. That's why we've been falling all over the place, and we'll continue to fall over the place. Humility is our spinach. Pride comes before a fall, and that's the bottom. That's the end of the subject matter. We need to learn to be humble to the Most High. We need to let his footstep be our pathway, which virtually is his word through the prophets. And nothing else, and on nothing less. Okay, Cartrill, Sister Abia.
Quite a breakdown on this one chapter.
It's power packed, Cartrill. It's power packed.
Oh, yeah. A lot of nuggets.
A lot of nuggets, my brother.
That's why they want to keep this hidden from us. That's why they do the hop around, skip around education. And besides the prophets that spoke Yah's word, we also have wisdom who teaches us how to connect with Yah's word.
Take us to Okadja. Take us to wisdom.
Okay. You found them glasses, Miss Abby?
No, actually, I know where.
Gotcha. I think she may be playing possum with you.
No, actually, I know where they are. They're in my son's car.
Oh, okay. You must have left after today.
So I have to wait till he. I have to wait till he get back.
Oh, you left out sometime. It's in Pop's car.
Yeah. Okay. So we went out today, and I had him on, so I know that's where it got to be.
Exactly. Well, my brother, he gonna hold you up. Don't worry about it. We got you. May the Most High bless you.
I appreciate that. May bless y'all too.
Praise Yah.
I want to give thanks and praise to the Holy One of Israel for his wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that he's imparting on us. Thank you for our King Solomon for having the wisdom to write these things down on paper so that we do have a chance to correct our characters with the jewels that he left behind, describing what wisdom is. So we have Proverbs 15, am I correct?
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, Proverbs 15, verse 1. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Oh, yeah. A lot of harsh words in our community.
Exactly.
Gentle answers, people say you soft. But
few
that's how you turn away wrath. Hmm?
Few and far in between in our communities, unfortunately.
This is a science that our father Jacob used on Esau. When Esau came to kill him, Jacob gave him a gentle answer, and it turned away Esau's wrath. The tongue of the wise commends knowledge, but the mouth of fools gush out folly. So you should look for wise people. Wise people don't talk all the time, but when they do talk, you should listen, like E.F. Hutton, right? Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yah's eyes are everywhere, keeping watch on the evil and the good. So you ain't high enough from Yah. You think that he only sees your good, but he sees your evil too. Praise Yah. Again, a gentle tongue is a tree of life, but deceit, it crushes the spirit. And people, when they're deceptive and misleading, yeah, there's a lot of disappointment when that comes.
Mm-hmm.
And we've just experienced that kind of recently. A fool despises his father's correction, but he who heeds reproof shows prudence. So people don't like to be corrected, but we all need to be corrected. And who's our father? Yah is our father, and he's trying to correct us. And only a fool will despise Yah, our father's correction. In the house of the righteous, there is much treasure, but the income of the wicked brings trouble. Ask Donald Trump. The lips of the wise spread knowledge. That's what we're trying to do. Not so with the hearts of fools. So y'all on fool book, messing around, listen to the fools there. They're not spreading knowledge or wisdom. The sacrifice made by the wicked is an abomination to Yah. We know that Cain, when he offered his sacrifice, Yah said, no, I don't want it. It's an abomination. But the prayer of the upright is his delight. You ain't got to bring no sacrifice. All you got to do is pray. How about that? If you're upright.
Mm-hmm.
The way of the wicked is an abomination to Yah, but he loves those who follow after righteousness. Not too many people doing that, right?
Right.
Not too many people in the earth following after the Most High's righteousness. Some people think, you know, they're right in their own eyes, but that ain't righteousness. There is stern discipline for one who forsakes the way. Uh-oh. Whoever hates reproof shall die. That's very severe. Sheol and Abaddon are before Yah. How much more than the hearts of the children of men? Amazing. Like, Yah knows the name of every star. He knows all the hearts of every living person on planet Earth. A scoffer does not love to be reproved. He will not go to the wise. That's pretty self-explanatory. People who scoff wisdom, they don't want to be reproved. They think they're right. And he won't go to somebody who is smarter or wiser than them. A glad heart makes a cheerful face, but an aching heart breaks the spirit. All the brokenhearted out there, you carry that with you on your sleeve. People can see. The heart of one who has understanding seeks knowledge, which is what we're trying to do. But the mouths of fools feed on folly. Y'all on Facebook and y'all ain't chasing wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. I'm staying away from that. All the days we've afflicted are wretched, but one who has kept a cheerful heart enjoys a continual feast. And through all this affliction that we've been through, we've had a pretty cheerful heart. Got a lot of comedians out there, a lot of musicians, through all the oppression that we've been through. Better is a little with the fear of Yah than great treasures with trouble. Better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a fattened calf with hatred. You don't want to sit down and eat with people that hate you.
You
the wrathful man stirs up tension. People that's angry all the time, they always get into fights, right?
Mm-hmm.
But one who is slow to anger appeases strife. Peacemakers. The way of the sluggard is like a thorn patch. But the path of the upright is a highway. What would you rather go through, a thorn patch or a highway? A wise son makes a glad father. Yes, they do. But a foolish man despises his mother because he ain't even thinking about his mother. And anything your children do is a reflection on you. Folly is joy to one who's void of wisdom. But a man of understanding keeps his way straight. That's what we have to do, keep our way straight. Where there is no counsel, plans fail. We need to highlight and put that on the wall. Where there is no counsel, plans fail. But in the multitude of counselors, they are established. So whatever you're going to do, get counsel. Get people who know, people who have experience, people who are smarter than you. You have to counsel them. Joy comes to a man with the replay of his mouth. How good is a word at the right time? The path of life leads upward for the wise to keep him from going down to Sheol. Yeah, you got to worry about your soul. Can't worry about today and just cast your soul to the side. Some people sell their souls. They don't care. They're going to Sheol.
Mm-hmm.
Yah will uproot the house of the proud. Uh-oh, you gay pride people. You're going to uproot y'all. But he will keep the widow's border intact. Yah detests the thoughts of the wicked. Yah knows everybody's thoughts. But the thoughts of the pure are pleasing. Yah is in your mind. That voice of consciousness. Yah is peeping out everything you're thinking, everything you're saying, everything you're doing. He who is greedy of gain troubles his own house. But he who hates bribes will live. We know what happens to greedy people.
Mm-hmm.
The heart of the righteous waits answers. Can't just be quick to answer questions. But the mouth of the wicked gushes out evil. Can't help themselves. Yah is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. Like I said, you don't need no sacrifice. All you got to do is pray. Have that communication with the Most High. Say your prayers every day.
Exactly.
The light of the eyes rejoices the heart. Good news give health to the bone. And we're reading all the new good news we can get because the news in the world today is dire, sad, it's depressing. Yah has good news for us, like the chapter we just read. He's going to turn these sheep into battle horses, Judah and Ephraim. Watch out, y'all. Watch out.
Mm-hmm.
The ear that listens to reproof lives. You got to learn how to be corrected. You ain't always right. You should know that.
Nobody.
And will be at home among the wise. Yes, not even me. As wise as I think I am, I still need to know more.
Exactly.
From wiser people than me.
Mm-hmm.
He who refuses correction despises his own soul. Not his life, but his soul. And that's what we're talking about here. Your soul is in the balance. You don't want to go to Sheol. But he who listens to reproof gets understanding. Right. You got to be ready to be corrected. The fear of Yah teaches wisdom. Like I said, wisdom teaches you the way of Yah. And she's telling us the fear of Yah is the beginning of learning wisdom. Before honor, you know that word, is humility. Our spinach, the thing that makes us strong. When we eat humility, like Popeye eats spinach, then we will be honored.
Praise God.
We say that word over again, and it's not for a warm, fuzzy feeling, because it's the truth. Humility leads to honor. You don't have any humility, it does not lead to honor. Humility don't mean weak. Humility means accepting correction, asking what part you made in it, and making the right corrections. Not doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. That's not humility. That's what you want.
Yes, indeed. You know, I wouldn't want to be around nobody. I don't consider nobody a friend or if they just let me go off and don't correct me when I'm wrong. That's a correct me every step of the way. I appreciate that.
Exactly.
That's the beautiful part of humility.
Right.
It shows us the benefits, right? Mm-hmm. It ain't going to make you rich like wicked people. But when Yah brings abundance for the upright, you're going to appreciate and you're going to have peace.
Exactly.
So we're going through affliction right now. But Yah, he's watching our thoughts, our actions, and if we're not keeping up with him, then we're going to share.
Exactly.
It sounds like John's too focused on himself in the background.
No, it ain't me, brother. It ain't me.
My son just came in.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right.
Sorry about that.
All right, no problem. Well, Sister Avia, any closing comments or in our remarks?
No. Everything was broke down beautifully, and I hope others keep on coming back and studying and listening. And most of all, be humble, as you say, as that's the way to be accepted and accept being corrected. So
exactly.
That's the way it should be. I like I said, make sure y'all correct me if I'm off track.
I feel the same way. Because when you're right, you're right. And when you're wrong, you're wrong. When you're in, and when you're out, you're out. There's no cross version of that. When you're right, you're right, and when you're wrong, you're wrong. And be able to accept when you're wrong and make corrections. And when you're right, be humble. And keep it moving.
Yes,
exercise mercy and compassion toward others. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Cartrell?
Yes, sir. If you're locked here with them teraphims in your pocket and you're worshiping them, trying to get some answers, you better put them down. Now, that's correction and reproof from Yah. People are delusional. They're worshiping a false god, and they're like sheep being led astray. But we have to be Yah's flock and be codified in order to reap the benefits that Yah promising us as a nation. And he's calling. I hope that we hear the signal that Yah's putting out. And he's letting us know in chapter 10 of Zechariah that he's gathering us. He has redeemed us. Are we willing? Are we obedient? Is our heart willing to hear the call? And that's all on us. It's not on Yah. Yah is merciful. Yah is telling us to be merciful and to change our ways. So we have time, and we better do right while the time is good, because time is running out. So
exactly.
These lessons are valuable and important, and I hope we take them to heart. All praise to the Holy One of Israel. Shalom and good night.
Shalom and good night. We love y'all, fellow students. And the new students from Africa, keep coming back. We love you, too. May the Most High bless you, and let his footstep be your pathway by virtue of the prophet's word. I've listened to all this nonsense that's going around, these false prophets, these old idols, and so on and so forth. Listen only to the word. We love you. Shalom and good night.
Take me in like I've never been. Lead me now to your heart's chagrin. Take I've been there once and I'll go again, just as long as you're the one to take me in. Like a free bird circling in the wind, I'll fly to your cage so you can take from our fathers who refuse to call us in, but I sing